with SMN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hurricane Erin is strengthening again, and forecasters say it could re-intensify into a major hurricane. The storm is creeping toward the mid-Atlantic coast and churning up menacing waves that have closed beaches from the Carolinas to New York City. At a news conference, North Carolina Governor Josh Stein says local states of emergency have been declared.
Mandatory evacuations are in place for Ocracoke and Hatteras Islands. If you are under an evacuation order, take action now before it's too late. You can find shelter at the state-operated disaster shelter.
Meanwhile, on the West Coast, it's a completely different story with a heat wave affecting millions.
The dangerous heat wave has descended on much of California and the Southwest, with triple-digit temperatures expected along with higher wildfire risk. Officials have opened cooling centers in Los Angeles and warned residents to avoid strenuous outdoor activities. The peak of the heat wave will hit Arizona on Thursday and Friday. Temperatures there could possibly reach 110 degrees in the southern and western parts of the state. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked Texas from requiring nearly a dozen public school districts across the state to post the Ten Commandments in every classroom. This decision on Wednesday follows similar legal challenges in other states. A group of families from districts that include Houston and Austin sought the injunction. Texas is the third and largest state to attempt this requirement. A federal court has blocked a similar law in Louisiana. The issue is expected to eventually reach the U.S. Supreme Court. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 16 points. The Nasdaq dropped 142. This is SRN News. Costco is staying out of the abortion business, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The popular big box store says it has decided not to sell abortifacient drugs in this country after months of entreaties by pro-life advocates. Walgreens and CVS are selling the pills after the Biden administration made it easier for them to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom says it's a good business decision, adding that the drugs are, quote, legally and politically fraught, raising significant reputational issues and driving away customers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio man has pleaded guilty to attacking a pair of Ohio State students outside a bar in Columbus because they're Jewish. The Justice Department has released a statement saying 20-year-old Timur Mamatov of Tip City admitted in court that he assaulted the victims because they were Jewish. The defendant could be sentenced to as much as 10 years in prison. This is SRN News. Regent Craft is testing a new type of winged passenger ferry in Rhode Island.
The vessel, called Paladin, glides over water using hydrofoils and is designed to fly up to 30 feet above the surface. CEO Billy Thalheimer recently piloted the craft during a test run in Narragansett Bay and is preparing for its first flight test. Regent aims to use this technology for both commercial ferry routes and military applications. The company plans to start carrying passengers by 2027. Regent hopes to make short-distance water travel more efficient and enjoyable. John Scott reporting.
Minnesota has joined a wave of states suing TikTok, claiming the app uses addictive algorithms that harm young people's mental health. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.